Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We love Jeff, our sports director. He joins us now. Jeff Hathorne, brought to us by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. October, 3.95% 7-month CD special at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. It says right here on the sheet, it's the Hawk Report, Harry. The Hawk Report. Hello, Jeff. How we doing?
I am not Batman.
Jeff, I think you were there yesterday, right? I saw Roberto Clemente Jr.'s face all over our Instagram. Were you at the Walk of Fame?
No, that was Andy Lindberg.
Oh, Andy.
I did that. I was at Steelers and Pat Narduzzi. So I was not there, but what a cool day.
So cool. Would be only made cooler if Michael Keaton would call our radio show at 412-928-9370. Why do I get the sense, so you were at the Steelers, why do I get the sense that Broderick Jones is going to tackle Rodgers again, Jeff?
I think he was kidding. I think. But, I mean, listen, as Faltano told us, he always celebrates with Aaron. You could celebrate without tackling.
Yes.
It is possible. Maybe a simple little fist bump, high five, bow. just some kind of respect like that instead of tackling the guy. You know what? The thing is, it would be a fun story if that would have been the game-winning touchdown. Sadly, it's, just a footnote on that game.
Jeff, what do the Steelers do with Joey Porter Jr.? It feels like every single time that they show him on the screen that he's holding somebody. I mean, even whenever he's not... there's not a flag thrown. It looks like he's holding somebody. What do they do moving forward? And is there a possibility of him being benched at some point this season if this continues?
Yeah, I don't see that. I mean, they've got – I know it's a second-round pick, but as we all know, it's the 32nd overall, so it's kind of like a first-round pick invested in him. They believe in him. I don't know if it goes back to the – Dorn, I'm sure you saw, like, coaches putting gloves on guys' hands, like, to try to keep him in practice. I think they have to convince him that he's doing something wrong, because when we talk to him, it's always like, well, the refs are this or the ref. And it's like, no, you can't grab. And it's been a thing. I know guys get away with it, and you can watch tons of tape of different guys who get a little, get away with a little grab here or whatever. But especially when you're marked, whether it's fair or not, there's going to be eyes on you. And I love what Ramsey said after the game. Like, listen, offensive guys are going to get preferential treatment. They're going to be allowed to push. That's the game. And he said about himself, I need to be better. And I think that's where kind of what you'd love to hear Joey say this week is, you know what? Forget the refs or it. I need to be better. I'm working on it. And I think that's – if that clears and he can have a few games, he's got all the physical tools. That's the thing that's so crazy. And he's got – the guys around him, even if you don't like Coach Alexander, mean, you've got guys around that should be able to show him what he needs to do. And hopefully, you know, that just improves, because I don't think they're going to touch his starting spot.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Mike Tomlin speaks today, as it is Tuesday. I wonder what he's going to say about Herbig's playing time. You heard Terrell Austin say he makes splash plays. He's always around the ball, and guys like that are going to find their way onto the field. Well, he only played 29 snaps to 53 for Highsmith, and he didn't play at all in a pure passing situation on the Bengals' final game-winning drive. Jeff, what do you make of that? Why do you think that happened?
Man, I still think they have a lot of faith in Alex Highsmith. I think that's part of it. I think the way the game played out, as quick as Flacco was getting rid of the ball, maybe they thought that Highsmith could get his arms up and be disruptive. I don't think he'll address that directly. I think overall, we need to play better. We need to, you know, he'll go in through that routine. But it is intriguing, because I do think Alex can be a high level player. But I don't know if running all three of them out a lot is the right package to run either.
Jeff, does this game worry you on Sunday? You know, I know we'll talk to you on Thursday, but does this game worry you, or do you think the Steelers will bounce back from the loss against the Bengals this Sunday against the Green Bay Packers?
I mean, I know Green Bay's offense has been inconsistent. I don't like that Micah was kind of set free, if you will, in that last game, and what he's able to do. I mean, as much as Jordan Love or whatever you think about their offense and being a catalyst, their defense is pretty good. Micah getting loose is something that does concern me. I mean, this is a tough three-game stretch. I mean, this is the three-game stretch to me where you kind of see where the Steelers are.
Mm-hmm.
If they go 2-3 and the loss is a close loss, I'm feeling like, okay, maybe this team can get to the playoffs and maybe advance. If it just looks like they're overmatched in even two of these three games, then it doesn't seem like it's much different than what we've seen in the last 5 years.
I'm with you on that. Jeff Hathorn, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. Of course, Parsons gets hot right before taking on the Steelers. He had 2.5 sacks prior to this Sunday against Arizona, and he had 3 sacks in that game. So Broderick Jones, who tackled Aaron Rodgers, but otherwise played very well, and he played well against Myles Garrett. This might be his biggest test yet with how Parsons is now seemingly folded into this defense. Offensively, the Steelers put up 31 points. That should be good enough to win. It wasn't. But yet still, we and others are talking about the Steelers' need for a number two wide receiver. Tyler Lockett, according to reports, going to be released at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Is there a fit there, Jeff? And if not, do you think they continue to poke around for wide receivers?
Yeah, I think they'll continue to poke around at wide receivers. And to your other point, I mean, who would have thought here on August or October 21st that the complaints would be about the defense?
Seriously.
That the offense is holding up their end of the bargain, if not more than anything people could have expected. And look at the way they're using the tight ends, how creative they've been in finding ways to get the ball to their tight ends. The running game is improving. I realize the Bengals' defense isn't very good, but their offensive line is getting better as the season is going on. I mean, that side of the ball is more than you could have dreamed. It's just that frustration, obviously, of the defensive side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, any interesting notes from the Narduzzi presser yesterday?
I mean, I think this, and I think he's right, that you'd rather win a game like that than the Boston College game. Like, to be able to deal with that adversity, to not play your best, to not just not play your best, but self-inflicted wounds with all of those penalties and the mistakes, and still come away with a win, and still find a way, and with the, you know, and add in the injuries, especially defensively, that they've had, with a freshman, a true freshman quarterback, to be able to find a way to win in what is a loud environment. I'm not saying Syracuse is a powerhouse, but it's a rivalry type game. I mean, I think Narduzzi, genuinely so, was excited about that. And I think that was something, I think that was something I'd take away. And then I listened to him with the PM team and what he was saying about, you know, Ben giving him a call. That was better than what we'd heard in the news conference. But we'll see. You think he's got Ben's number somewhere?
Maybe, yeah.
I know Bostic has it, so yeah. I'm sure they could work something out there.
Right.
I was surprised. I did not know that James Franklin and Pat Narduzzi were buds and had, like, done stuff together. Like, just the way that they've interacted, like, from afar through the media, I did not expect to hear that Narduzzi would, A, call him a great guy, and B, say, yeah, we've done some stuff together outside of football.
He also had the line of, well, you know, we're not rivals because you have to play to be rivals.
He did do that, too.
That was a great line.
That I did expect.
They have been on a couple of trips, Nike trips, which I don't know exactly what those are, but I would imagine those are posh, great trips where you, you know, take with your wife and family, and that's where he had met James's wife. And I think this, there are there rivalries between coaches? Yes. But genuinely, when those guys get in a room, they have similar stories and similar challenges that they're facing. And I think they enjoy just, like, bouncing things off each other about, man, this NIL, or, you know, let me tell you about this kid who came to me and said, I need more cash, or I'm not playing, you know, like, mm-hmm. all those type of stories. I think they are friendlier than you probably think, than we all probably think.
Two guys that I heard did hate each other were Todd Graham and Dana Holgorsen. Did you hear the same thing?
Who likes Todd Graham?
Good point by you.
That's a good point. That is a good point. Jeff, how about Andrew Heaney and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa going to the World Series?
Good for them. I mean, I saw, you know, when I'm watching last night, I didn't watch the whole game, but I turned it on about midway through, and I saw a Springer's home run, and that ballpark went nuts. And after like 2 seconds, I'm like, oh, damn, man, how cool would that be? Like, and that was just to go on in to the NLDS in 2013 and how cool that was, and to see that happen. And yeah, it's, I mean, I think IKF played his tail off for the Pirates. And I mean, the fact that Heaney's,
he was the piece that put them over the edge. Yep. Jeff.
I mean, listen, IKF is in his perfect role up there. Play occasionally, can do a bunch of different positions. If you're counting on him to be an everyday player, as we saw, that's miscast, because he's not good enough to be an everyday player.
No, he's not. And I get the same feelings when I watch playoff baseball on a team that hasn't been there in a while, where it just, it hurts. Like, when the Steelers get eliminated from the playoffs, I can still enjoy the NFL playoffs. When the Penguins get knocked out or don't make it, I can still enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs. When I see a team get to the World Series for the first time since 1993, it's like you're twisting the knife. It really hurts, and it makes me
mad.
By
the way, are we watching Michael Jordan in baseball?
Yes.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa ain't that good, Jeff.
I mean, I was on the air Friday night, and I didn't realize the scope of what he was doing until I was off it. It's like, That is unbelievable.
Ridiculous. Like,
10 Ks, 3 homers, one out of the stadium at Dodger Stadium. I mean, this guy is it's just amazing.
But you know what? That pisses me off, too, because I know Paul Skeens isn't the unicorn who plays both ways, but boy, you'd like to see that guy in the postseason striking 10 dudes out, because you know that's what he'd do.
Mm-hmm.
You know he would shove, and I don't know that we're ever going to see it.
You almost want to send him a bat and say, I bet you can't do this. You know, just something that, because I bet you Paul could hit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
Maybe not to that level. I'm not going to say he's a Ohtani, but yeah, that kind of went through my mind too. I'm like, you know, if he spends
can't be any worse than what they have now.
That's right.
Well.
All right, Jeff. This was
three guys spot he could take in the lineup right now.
This was fun to start and depress me by the end. So that means it was a good segment. We appreciate your time. That was the Hawk Report, right, Harry? The Hawk Report.
Oh, sorry.
We'll talk to you on Thursday, Jeff. Thanks, buddy.
All right, see you, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.